Why do the birds sing? Why does the sun shine? Why do flowers bloom? And why does it rain? For no reason at all. Just like you're watching this video, for no reason at all. There may be a thought of, well, I chose to do this, but that's an illusion. Free will is an illusion. This is just life appearing as two. But that's not true. It's just a mirage. There is only this energy, this freedom, this light that appears as all of these different expressions. So separation doesn't exist except for in dream state, except for when we are fractaled off in personal identity. Personal identity is the root cause of all suffering. All suffering stems from the contracted energy of I am a real person in time with real problems. And I'm here to make change, and I've got to control my reality, because without me, who's going to do it? But what I'm suggesting here is there is only oneness. And I don't even want to say oneness, because it can make it seem like there could be another. Zero is better, I feel. More accurate in the sense, because there's nothing here. Nothing is here. And now the mind can take that in a nihilistic way and feel depressed. That's what the me would do. and there's nothing wrong with that. But this being wonderfully nothing is the fucking freedom, because there's no meaning to this. Only the separate self comes in and goes, well, there has to be meaning. Why else would I be here? Well, you know, why do you hum? Why do you sing? Why do you randomly dance in your kitchen? Why not? Does there have to be a reason or a rhyme for this appearance? Absolutely not. Only for the separate self does there have to be a purpose, a point, and a meaning. But there isn't one. And now purpose, point, and meaning and intentions can appear and arise, but for no one. Like an intention to go to the grocery store arises for no one. And this is hard to understand intellectually. This is highly intuitive. It's only intuitive. But there is no one inside of your body. There is no you inside of your body. What you call you is just a bundle of thoughts, memories, imaginations, and projections. Personal identity is not real. It's not wrong either, because everything is that which we call God, appearing as all of this, all of the manifested realm. But at the core, there is no core. There's no core here. This is emptiness, dancing, particles of light taking shape and moving and sound into form. But the separate sense of self, the me energy, personal identity, comes in and goes, I know what this is. I know I'm real, right? Because when we were little, it was hammered into us. You got responsibility. Take ownership. You know, you're real. I'm real. We've got real problems. It gets really solid. It gets really solid. But personal identity is not real. It's an experience. It's like your dream at night. It's real and it's unreal, right? When you have an experience of, I don't know, going to the mountains or on a roller coaster ride or being chased down by monsters, it feels real in the dream state. And then when you wake up, you realize, oh my God, it never happened. It did and it didn't. You know what I mean? Because in your dream, you can be sweating, crying, laughing. All kinds of emotions can go on in dream state, right? And sensations, similar to the experience of the separate self we call me. But there's actually never been a me. It's always been life, life force, light, wearing these costumes. But in spiritual circles and communities, we're really hammered in that the ego is real, separation is real, and we have to take action to end it. End what? There is only wholeness. There is only light. There is no other. There is only other in dream. And so the mind can take enlightenment, ascension, whatever label we want to slap on what is, and think it's going to be this massive event and so much is going to change. And it's true and it's not true. Because it is very ordinary and simple. It's you without the neurosis. It's you without the OCD and the chase and the haste. And since there is no OCD or haste or chase, life is seen as it is. Simple, full, and complete. And a lot of beings ask me, well, do I just sit on the couch and do nothing? No, that's still the me thinking it can do something. That's still the me taking control and I'm just going to sit on the couch and do nothing. Life is full on, man. Life is alive. It's life force. Things still happen, right? But to no one. The whole story is seen through. The whole mirage is broken through. So now it's just play. Now it's just play. Because there's no fear and anxiety arising from survival instincts, which are the root cause stemmed from me. Survival instincts come from personal identity. Because when that collapses, when that dissolves, there's just no anxiety. Who would be anxious? Who would be in fear? Frustration can still arise and anger can still arise. But for no one. And it doesn't stick because there's not someone, there's not two in there anymore. There's not two inside of here that's been fractaled off and there's a conversation, right? Because that's what spins the wheel of me. There's a conversation between us, you could say, in the brain or the trauma of the brain, the memory of the brain, whatever, right? We keep that dialogue and that keeps it going, you could say. But when there's no one in here, when the centerpiece is seen through, because there was never a centerpiece to begin with, it doesn't show up anymore, because who would it talk to? Right? Kind of like when you ignore phone calls, they're going to stop calling because you're not picking up anymore. That voice isn't real in your head. Those thoughts are not real in your head. This really is a dead-end message, an end-of-the-road message. There's no work to be done because there's no you. There is only life appearing as this. When you go looking for it, you veil it. When the mind comes in and goes, this cannot be it, I cannot be it, it literally pulls the shades down on this. This is it. The beloved is hiding in plain sight. It's looking through your eyes. Well, many have been taught that God's an object, it's a certain feeling, I'm going to feel this way all the time. That's just such nonsense. This is life, man. This is life. Full on. This word enlightenment, when you dissolve, the separate sense of self dissolved, it doesn't mean it's a safety card of you're never going to have the flu. You'll never get cancer. You'll never be in a car accident. Superstitious stuff. That's just folklore. I don't know what else to call that. It's just not true. Life is full on. Things are still occurring, but let's say you do get in a car accident. That projection is done. The blaming the other is done. Of course, frustration or, oh my God, did that just happen? That can appear, yeah? But it dissolves. It doesn't stick because there's no centerpiece in there anymore to hold on to it, right? Hello, Ethel. There is no path. There is no journey. The journey and the path is the dream. It's a complete and total dream. And it's a trap. It is a total trap. To think you're going to find what is right here in a future time, because time is an illusion. It's a complete illusion. It's an appearance. It doesn't exist. But it seems very, very real when you feel very real as a person. When that contracted energy in your body feels very real, so does everything out here. But there is no out there, and there's no in here, and there's no over there, and there's no backwards. There's just this. This is totality. This is wholeness appearing as this conversation, you could say, as this video. So, there's nothing really here for the one who wants to keep working on themselves. I'm saying there's no you to work on. And that can be scary, that can bring up a lot of emotions, or can be highly liberating. It really depends on your temperament. But separation it just doesn't exist. There's just not two. This is wholeness. This is oneness. And so, Just changing your thoughts and elevating your emotions, that's beautiful, and it can give you energetic shifts in your movie, but it doesn't collapse the separative self of me, right? Because that energy, it's a total body energy of, I'm not it. Something is missing. I need to do more work. I'm scared. I'm frightened. It's a whole contraction in the body. And it drops. It dissolves. Right? Because if we could just change our thoughts and not be a person, that would have happened already by now, right? Yeah. This isn't about a separate self. This isn't about you. You don't wake yourself up. And like I've shared in other videos, it's kind of like when the apple's ready on the tree, it plucks. It falls to the ground, right? It's just, it's over. It's done. And so I'm not suggesting not to work on yourself or not go to therapy or not meditate or not do anything. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm not here to change your experience. I'm just saying there's no you. I'm just saying there is no separate self. It's a complete and total dream, but it's not wrong because it's the beloved dreaming and looking for itself. But you're the beloved, and I cannot speak to you, and I cannot share anything with you that doesn't confirm that. You are that right now, even if you feel separate, even if you're scared. No matter what is going on, that is it. And so most videos are going to give you steps. Most teachers, because I'm not a teacher, are going to tell you to do things to work on yourself. But there's just not two. There's only life. And free will is a complete and total illusion. In the spiritual marketplace, like I said, you know, it's sold that enlightenment. Or when the ego dies, it's just this massive event. Maybe you're going to walk on water, multiply fish. I don't know, angel wings will pop out of your back. It's extraordinary and ordinary. One, because you finally see life as it is without your projections. But it's ordinary because it's nothing like you were taught it is. You can't describe it. You can't describe this. And so words... they're just pointers, and I don't even like to say pointers. But who you are can't be named, and it can't be boxed. This can't be defined. It's all intuitive. But just talking about this, by just saying, you know, it's totally bullshit that there's a journey. It's not real. But the journey will continue until it's done. Kind of like you keep eating pizza or drinking beer till it's done. It's done when it's done. It's over when it's over. But the personal self, the one who feels fractalized, which is the dreamer, can't wake itself up. How could it? It's dream. It's the veil. How does the veil get rid of the veil? How does a virus get rid of a virus? And these words can also be misinterpreted that having no separate self is worse than, you know, seeing through that. What I'm saying, this is an equal playing field. Whether you believe you're a person or not, it's equal. Whether you're a vegan or a carnivore, equal. This is the end of duality, friends. The end of me is the end of duality. It's the end of projection. It's the end of comparison. It's the end of right and wrong, because all of that is a duality song. All of it. But again, there's nothing wrong with that. But they are appearances. They're not real. But if there is a observer in here that's conditioned, it's going to puke its conditioning onto this neutral, meaningless appearance. Because worlds are personal. Very personal. This is an impersonal message. There is actually no world. Me and world are one. And so when the me is there, a world is there. When the me is gone, there is no world. There's just this. Immediately, this. Immediately, in your face, this is totality. This is the beloved. And And so without the separate sense of self, there's a relaxation, an easygoingness to it. There's a lightness. Nothing is serious. It's all seen through. So now it's play, you could say. And I know this can bring up all kinds of things because we're taught that individuality is so important, to succeed is so important, to become is so important, but nothing is important. Nothing is, not even this video, not even these words, nothing is. That's the freedom. Because the me lives in such seriousness. I've got to figure this out. It's a neurosis. The me is a complete neurosis. Fight or flight. But everything is in plain sight. Everything is waving at you, going, hey, hi, this is it. You're home. But if there is that illusory centerpiece still appearing, we go, no, can't be this. I was told I was going to be in bliss 24/7, or I was going to have some kind of angels come down and crown me or something. Nothing's happening, man. Because we think we know what this is. None of this is solid. None of this is real. It's vibrating energy appearing as all of this. And this includes what we call ego, or the me. And if you were sold that you have to heal layers and layers of lifetime, shadow work, karma, it's a fable. It's a fairy tale. It's just a book. You think you know who you are. Underline think. That's the veil. You really think you're a human. You really think you're in time. You think time is real. That you're on a journey to succeed, a journey to find God, a journey to discover the true self. It's always singing to you. It's always dancing in front of you. Sometimes screaming at you. Another question I get a lot is, how do I talk to people now? How do I do this now? Well, you've never done anything anyways. It's always been life. You know, because when the me is present, we separate into categories. They're awake, they're asleep, I'm awake. There's always categories. I'm right, they're wrong. When the me dissolves, it's just an even playing field. Whether you're talking about recipes, or you're at a coffee shop, or you're shopping for underwear and socks, it's the same when you begin to wane. How could there be another? This is oneness. Everything is that. Every emotion, every feeling, everything is that. It is and it isn't. This message is inclusive, but it's not exclusive. There's nothing special about heaven. But that's what the me wants. It wants specialness. It wants hierarchy. That's just over when the meat is ours. Whether you're at Satsang or you're at a bowling alley, it's the same. You're it, and this is it. All of it. Better or worse is only in dream and imagination. And so whether, again, you feel contracted or expanded, it makes no difference. It is all God or the beloved or nothingness appearing as that. Light taking shape. But these are all words. And so really they can't encapsulate this. But you are home. I love you, my friends. Namaste.